Once upon a time, in the cozy corner of Maple Hollow, there lived a little mouse named Pip. Pip wasn't like the other mice. While they were happy nibbling cheese and scurrying about, Pip dreamed of adventure, of saving kingdoms, finding treasures, and making friends across the land. The Whispering Woods weren't called that for nothing. As Pip tiptoed between tall, twisting trees, he heard gentle whispers. Not scary ones, but sweet and giggly, like the trees were telling secrets. "Who goes there?" whispered a voice. Pip looked up, and there, peeking from behind a glowing mushroom, was a fairy no bigger than Pip's paw. "I'm Pip! I'm on an adventure!" Pip squeaked proudly. The fairy smiled. "If you're brave enough, Pip the adventurer, we need your help. The river has stopped singing, and when the river's sad, the whole forest grows sleepy and gray. I'll help. Where's the river?" The fairy pointed to a winding path covered in golden leaves. Pip scurried along, following the faint hush of water. He climbed over mossy stones and squeezed through tiny tunnels until he found the river. But oh no, the water had piled up behind a wall of sticks and branches. A dam, it's stuck! He rolled up his tiny sleeves and got to work. Tugging, pushing, nibbling the twigs with his teeth, Pip worked until the last stubborn branch floated free. Whoosh! The river tumbled and danced once more, sparkling like a thousand stars. Flowers perked up, trees shivered happily, and the air filled with the sweet, whispering songs of the woods again. The fairy fluttered to Pip's side. "You did it! You're a true hero! I guess even little mice can do big things." And so, with a belly full of pride and a heart full of dreams, Pip waved goodbye to his new fairy friends and skipped down the forest path, ready for his next adventure. Because in a world full of wonder, all you need is a brave heart, no matter how tiny you are. The end.